Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today we have a special, premium, superior, or not. You gotta listen to the podcast to find out. episode of Cobra Kai, the new YouTube Red series that is leading the headlines. Set 30 years after the events of 1984, All Valley, Set 30 years after the events of 1984, All Valley Karate Tournament, the series focuses primarily on Johnny Lawrence, the antagonist in the original series, reopening the Cobra Kai dojo, which causes his rivalry with Daniel LaRusso to be reignited. Now, Cobra Kai was the group that the main antagonist, Johnny Lawrence, was part of in the first Karate Kids. So I haven't checked out Karate Kid in, I don't know, a couple of years. I believe there's two or three Karate Kids, and they were all wonderful, and I'm not too apt on what the new Karate Kids were, with Jaden Smith, and I can't remember if they had another one since then, but this is one of the first times they've created a television show, not just from a movie spawning it. Now they've done vice versa, a TV spawning movie, but ever so often you'll get a movie that spawns a television show, but you don't always get it when the television show flips the sides of the antagonist and the protagonist in the series. So the first few Karate Kids movies, 1 through 3, we were following Ralph Macchio. His name's Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio. And you really got a side for how he became the Karate Kid, and you know his story, and with Mr. Miyagi, and wax on, wax off. Everyone that is familiar with the Karate Kid or has heard of it is familiar with that story. Just how he became the disciple for Mr. Miyagi, and he basically rose to the ranks and went through on several little adventures. The first one being whooping Johnny Lawrence's ass at the end of the All Valley Karate Tournament. So, I'm going to try to keep it spoiler-free for the first few minutes for anyone that has not seen this, seen even the first episode, and they're just trying to test this out. They're looking to hear a little bit of information about it. So I'll just get straight to what I recommend it, and we'll drop off everyone else that has not seen it early. I think if you are interested in the mythology, well, not the mythology, just the history and a different side of the story of the Karate Kid, this is a great adaptation to go along with it. This show is really showing a different side of the history of the Karate Kid. So, having not seen it within, you know, a couple years, they do a fantastic job of giving flashbacks and sequences and explanations of where the main character, Johnny Lawrence, has ended up, where Daniel LaRusso ended up, and they're still pretty much within the same vicinity. They're very close. They don't seem to run into each other too often, but both are aware of each other, especially by the end of the episode, and by the marketing especially. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you've at least seen some of the marketing as well. The marketing for the Cobra Kai show is, as I would say, a good roundup of the first and probably second episode of the series. I have not finished anything but the first episode, so I can't say that for sure. But it essentially pilot episode does a good job of setting everything up. You know, where the characters have been, what they've been doing, what they're doing now, motivations, and kind of seeing behind the curtain of what's been going on since we've been gone. So this is where we should probably well, I'll give some technical aspects about the show just before we go to the spoiler section. Yeah, the show does a great job of kind of bringing back this nostalgic feeling that watching The Karate Kid kind of does for me personally. I'm not sure if too many people always get this feeling of nostalgia when you're watching something from like the 80s or something a little bit older, but it kind of gives me this like tingly feeling or something like that. And sometimes musical choices will do a really good will do a good number on you, just giving you that reminiscent feeling. And this is a show that does a really good job throwing or pl they don't throw music, they place the music in specific locations where it makes sense, that it kind of leads into flashbacks and kind of leads into obviously how the character's feeling, but it really just puts you back in that mindset of how Johnny Lawrence is feeling now in this moment. So with saying all that, there are some smaller sides that are a little bit shorter for the show. It's not a perfect show. I thought it was a little bit rocky starting out, and I think just not being used to this guy. I mean, we did see him kind of overact in The Karate Kid, but he was still a good actor, and so you're curious if this guy can still act still. I mean, do you lose it if you don't use it? And has anyone seen this guy in anything like specific? William Zabka, who plays Johnny Lawrence, he hasn't been in much. Hot Tub Time Machine most recently, most people can point out a couple of small side jobs in acting series like Robot Chicken, Psych. He really doesn't have a big, just a lot of like C grade and B grade movies. So this guy, he hasn't stopped acting, but the guy that's playing the main, I guess, our antagonist, protagonist, Johnny Lawrence. I think he can hold it well. This might be the biggest platform he's had in a long time since The Karate Kid, and this is such a big property that is probably the most notable he's been in. Ralph Ma Macchio, who plays Daniel LaRusso, I have not seen him in too many things recently. Oh, that's funny. He was in the Psych movie. A different thing. Well, he was in The Deuce as an officer. He wasn't Psych the show. I guess him and they both Ralph Macchio and William Zabka were both in Psych. So yeah, these guys have been kind of keeping low key, mostly television jobs, not too many big movies, blockbusters. No, that's definitely a negative. Yeah, they haven't been doing terribly big name stuff, but I think that this is probably going to be a great platform. I did notice when we were going over some of the action, it didn't seem very well choreographed, or they kind of had a one shot, and I could just tell that, you know, I could see the actors whipping their heads back before they were getting hit, and they might have just needed to work on it a little bit more. It was slightly better than Iron Fist. I mean, it wasn't 20 different cuts like Iron Fist was, if anyone saw that terrible show, and how terrible the choreography was. I mean, when someone would go to punch, they would literally cut the scene so they wouldn't have to show the reaction, because they didn't have a reaction because they didn't have the budget to teach them how to get a reaction. But yeah, so Cobra Kai, for anyone that's still wondering, I definitely think it's worth a look. It's got the comedic chops that land in perfect places that kind of keep it going, and it's kind of aware, it's a little bit over the top. So I guess be ready for that. I think that's about it. I kind of feel that this might be not too gruesome, gory, violent, not too dirty. I feel like they probably will play it safe between these next 10 episodes of 30 minutes each. So I definitely recommend it. Anyone that's still here, we are going to the spoiler section. So we're gonna dive in. We're in the spoiler section now. So, spoiler section, main things, we definitely talked about all of the important things, the technical aspects. I thought, technically it's pretty well done. There's comedic chops that really pick up the pace of the characters and what they're doing and what's saying, what's going on. I do feel like I've seen this plot before. This, like, it is very reminiscent of the original Karate Kid, and the Ralph Macchio was Daniel LaRusso was being getting his ass kicked, and then his sensei comes in and whoops all the bad guys' asses, which happens to be Johnny Lawrence at the time in the 80s. They pretty much did the same plot with the new guy here, and I'm not really sure if I'm digging the new guy or not. Miguel Diaz. I'm glad they got some representation now, don't get me wrong. There hasn't been too much representation in media, and Hispanic representation, it's really undershown, and so I'm hoping Miguel can bring the heat. He might have to. I hope he's not the butt end of the stick, butt end of the joke of everything, of all the jokes, because I do see in the trailers that he is kind of there. I do see that there's probably going to be a romantic connection between Daniel LaRusso's daughter and Miguel Diaz. We the same age, probably same school. I'm pretty sure we saw someone receiving an ass whooping from him in school. It's gonna be interesting to see how the dynamics roll up, because Johnny Lawrence doesn't have a son, but he's kind of taken Miguel Diaz as this quote unquote, Padawan, or whatever you'd call a Jedi Knight or Sensei, or what do you call the kid? I don't remember what you call the kid. But disciple, sorry. As Miguel would be a disciple. But yeah, there were some really really good scenes. They opened up with a great flashback of putting us in the headspace of where this guy has been for, I don't know, for let's say 20 years. I'm not really sure if Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso would still have this vendetta against each other. I mean, yeah, there's some real heat behind it, and I guess I don't remember exactly about the girlfriend thing. Johnny was a little bit heated about that when they talked at the car dealership. It's been so long since I've seen the actual movie. I don't remember specifically, but they did flash to one of I think it was Daniel LaRusso's girl. I'm gonna have to check back on that. Sorry about that. But yeah, I enjoyed the intro of Johnny Lawrence. We kind of just go in a day in the life with him, just around. Episode one is a day in the life of how shitty Johnny Lawrence's life is, and mostly it seems that he's kind of pointing the blame toward that one tournament that he really got his ass whooped, just got a flying knee to the face that apparently was illegal, that I don't think they said was illegal at the time, because I'm pretty sure they would have said that he was disqualified for that. But This is Karate Bitch. You gotta get ready for a flying knee. But yeah, so I see they did a little bit of rewriting with the rules of what happened at that actual fight. But yeah, the scene with Johnny Lawrence and his father, that was hilarious. I did feel I feel like I've seen the movie of having a grumpy old Caucasian individual, and then they have a sassy black woman or a sassy Hispanic lady or some sassy I don't know, person of color beside them that's taking care of them. And I don't know where I've seen this, but I know I have. If anyone remembers any movies or these plot lines, some of these plot lines I just feel like I've seen before. And that's probably one of my only gripes about the show. Just I didn't want to tell the people that haven't seen the show that these plot lines have been you've seen before, but you really have seen these before. They the plot line with the stepfather wants to buy the son out. Pretty sure we saw that in Bloodline, that show. I won't talk about that too much. But we've seen they definitely did a cool job with flipping the switch on the antagonist and protagonist of the show with Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence. They really made Johnny seem much more sympathetic. I don't know, we haven't heard of him having any kids or anything like that. So, well, I think we did maybe hear one. His stepfather might have said something about a daughter being 15, 16. We'll have to keep an eye on that. That might be the case. Because if he has a daughter or some sort of child he's looking after, it'll kind of give some sympathy to him. But he's kind of an asshole. I mean, Johnny is an asshole. Daniel LaRusso definitely turned out to be a cheesy rich asshole. Now it's gonna make Karate Kid movies kind of look a little bit. I don't know. If you really liked how Daniel LaRusso was in those, then don't watch Cobra Kai because he's gonna piss you off. But yeah, they've done a great job kind of making LaRusso, a douchebag. But yeah, so they did a nice little tie-in with Lawrence. And having his car become totaled by LaRusso's daughter and her friends. And so now he has some sort of vendetta against LaRusso. I do feel like this grudge is just way outdated. I'm not really, like I said earlier, I'm not sure if this grudge would still be applicable. 'Cause I mean, usually there's a fight, you whoop someone's ass and then it's over, or there's another fight and another ass is whooped and it's over. But it normally these people wouldn't have a 20-year vendetta and then, all right, we got to bring back the dojo and whoop some ass. Like, it's I think that Johnny is much less calculative of individual when it comes to to building a dojo and going back to the thing. It does just seem like, oh, he's just complaining about his life being shitty and kind of not being able to retain a job, but he's kind of an asshole at the beginning of it. And what do you expect if he's, putting televisions on the wrong walls and cussing out the customer? It's like, well, like what the hell were you expecting? So, yeah, Johnny's not exactly the most likable guy. He's still kind of douching it up himself. Anything else? Titles. I don't remember there being titles on the screen yet, so we might have to wait for the second episode. They really just kind of hand waved away everything that happened. I mean, he ripped up a check, and then I guess he cashed a check somehow to pay for the dojo at the very end. Okay, I'm pretty sure that could never happen. But we'll just yada yada that. It's not important. Anything else that we need to bring to attention today? I did like the comedy. It had me chuckling a lot more than I was expecting. Seeing Johnny Lawrence whoop those high school teens or whatever, how old they were. I don't know. That was it. It was kind of satisfying because the teens were just like, "What you gonna do, homeless man?" or something like that. We know right outside the gas station. It's like, well, who acts like this? Like they were straight up acting like 80s cartoon villains, and I think that was a big gripe of mine. Just having that I don't know, that cheesiness was definitely there for the span of the first, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes. I could really feel it. But if you can get over that cheesiness and you can jump on the train, you will probably really enjoy just kind of seeing how Johnny Lawrence has been the last, I don't know, 20, I want to say 40 years because it feels like 40 years for me. I don't know, but it's definitely been a while. So I would definitely recommend checking out Cobra Kai. At the beginning of the podcast, I gotta say I was not as enthralled with it, but I'm itching for another episode, and you know what I'm gonna do when I'm itching for another episode. You gotta feed the beast. You gotta rate, share, subscribe. All right. So we were lucky to have you as a listener, and we would love to have you as a subscriber. And check us out on Lucky Dog Podcast. We are probably gonna check out some more episodes of Cobra Kai, and probably karate chop our way into our second episode, give or take how good the internet's rolling, because you never know what the internet these days is. It's either it's fast or it's really fast, and when it's only fast, it's really slow. So we'll see how fast we get it pumped out. I'll drop this episode as a premium special, so you don't have to wait for a special Tuesday or Thursday for this. So all right, y'all, check out other podcasts. We ch just checked out Deadpool, gave a spoiler-free review, and we're gonna add a spoiler tag to it here in a little bit. So, check out One Punch Man, check out Hannibal. That's a really great episode if you're into like crazy cerebral, like criminal mastermind type stuff. I mean, it's stuff you've never seen, and it's amazingly shot. I never would have guessed that I would have liked it, and the name probably deters most people, but I really recommend it. So check at least the first episode out. It's available on Prime in the US right now. So anything else? Oh, Evil Genius, my goodness, on Netflix. If you've gotten a Netflix account, just watched Evil Genius. It's 4 episodes about the pizza bomber bank heist. A guy was forced with a collar on his neck to go rob a bank for $250,000, and it's a crazy documentary that is available on Netflix now. We just checked out the we just recorded a podcast 1 through 3 and then dropped a episode 4 series wrap up. So definitely check that out. Remember, rate, share, subscribe, Lucky Dog Podcast. If you want to join the show, email us at the Lucky Dog Podcast or Twitter us at Lucky Dog Podcast. Thank you, and take it easy.